Amber, how the hell are you? Our candid comic.
What, comedians.
How the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited that we're doing this remote at Vince's. This is something I've wanted to do for a really long time.
Yeah, so, dude. Make it mobile.
So thank you for being the guinea pig.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to make it mobile because you were just mobile right now. Where'd you just come from?
Well, I just now left the sesh, and then I came from Antioch. That's where I live.
So that was the last sesh for now? No, it's going on. No, it's continuing, right?
No,
it's the last sesh with Lexi.
This was the first sesh without Lexi.
Ooh, the first sesh without Lexi.
We miss you, Lex.
Wow. Was that feeling in the air?
Oh, definitely.
Like, where's Lexi?
Yeah. We mentioned her like a million times. And then Josh was hosting for the first time. So it was kind of bittersweet because it was like, Lex isn't here, but like, yay, Josh is hosting for the first time, you know, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So let's get into it. Okay. 2 months ago, and even still now, I barely know who you are, but you start like these pictures started coming up at open mics. And let me give you some background. Like, I love photography. Like, growing up, I had subscriptions to Sports Illustrated and Rolling Stone magazine.
Nice.
And Rolling Stone, I used to love the, and then album covers. Like, I mean, I have like favorite photographers.
Yeah.
Like Ann Leibovitz. Yeah. Anton Corbin.
Yeah.
I have favorite photographers. So like, I've always.
So you're into it.
Yeah. the hip hop guy, Friedman, Lex Friedman, that did a bunch of stuff. And have you always loved photography, or did you kind of just fall into it? What's going on? How did you start taking pictures of comics?
So I'm not on that level. Like, I don't know a lot of photographers by name or anything like that, but I've always loved the art of photography.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you were to ask me, like, am I in love with photography or am I in love with comedy, it's more comedy than anything.
Really?
Yeah. But like, so I have photographers in my family. I feel like I've always had a camera in my hand, but I've never been like, I don't know why, I just never thought of it as a job. It was always just a hobby, a fun thing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had cameras, you know, I've done like YouTube. I used to be a vlogger. And I used to always take pictures like in middle school for all my friends. I was always the person that was like, do you have the pictures you took? You know,
are you millennial, Gen Z?
Millennial.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I'm 29 years old.
Okay. Yeah. Barely. You're barely a millennial.
1994.
Okay. Yeah. What's the cutoff?
I don't know. Okay. 96, 98.
Is it? It's you're barely there. Okay.
Yeah, I think
so. You're a younger millennial.
You're making me feel young. It's nice. There's a lot of youngins in this scene, so I feel old sometimes. But
oh, no one's older. No one's older than me.
yeah.
So you're hanging around the scene. You have cameras. You've always been taking cameras.
Yeah. So I mean, I've always taken pictures. I just never thought of it as a job. And it wasn't until I got into the comedy scene, which we can backtrack to how that happened, like, in a second. But it wasn't until I got around here that I was like, y'all need this, like, you guys need photos, like, because all the shows I was going to in the beginning before I took photos, I was like, there's nothing, like, I was looking at your guys' social media, and like, some people are on it, but a lot of people weren't posting where they were, like, when they were there and things like that, you know. So I just started taking pictures of like my friends, you know, like the people who I knew in the scene and the shows that I was going to. I just took them for fun, and I didn't do anything with them for like a month or two. And then I made the page. And then you said, it's funny you said, like, up until like 2 months ago, I didn't know who you were. Nobody knew who I was.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. I don't feel bad.
Nobody
knew.
You're
like, I've been in the scene for 5 years.
No. So I'm coming up on 6 months since like my very first show in the Sacramento like scene.
Uh huh.
But nobody knew who I was because I didn't post who I was on Candid Comedians. I didn't post who I was for like, I want to say like 2 or 3 months.
Were you insecure about it, or were you waiting for like a court case to close or something?
No, it was like, I don't know. I wasn't purposefully anonymous. I just,
what do you think it went along with? Like, cause like a lot of the photos you take, but, and then let me do this about photography. Let me say this about photography. Cause so we could talk about it too. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up loving photography, I also have been, over like the last 10 or 15 years or maybe 10 years, like pictures have changed.
Oh yeah.
And like candid photographs are almost taboo.
Yeah.
It's almost like, did you take a picture of me?
Yeah.
I won't take candid photographs because I've like so many people are like, oh my God, please don't post that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you? So what?
Yeah. Go ahead. Had to deal with a little bit of that. So,
but did you purposely want to capture that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. So, I actually, when I first started taking pictures of the comics, I wasn't taking on stage shots, mm-hmm. which is, it's interesting. I had this conversation with a friend of mine, a little bit ago that it was like, it's funny that like my page is called Candid Comedians and most of my photos in the beginning were all like candid shots of like the hangouts, like before yes. and after shows. And now I feel like it's almost all stage shots, but that's just how it evolved. But yeah, it started with, everybody just hanging out. And I think my thing was that like, I love this scene so much.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I'm so in love with this scene. And so like, I think my thing was I just wanted to capture it.
Uh-huh.
Like I felt like people didn't know about it. You okay. know, like maybe, I don't know, maybe not the way that I was seeing it.
Did you grow up in Antioch?
Yeah.
Okay. Antioch's kind of a small town.
Yeah.
It is yeah. right? Yeah, it's kind of like middle of nowhere.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little ghetto.
and then I don't know about that.
It's a little ghetto. And then the two towns next to it, Oakley and Brentwood, they're like little towns that are like, they were farm towns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's small. Yeah. Everybody knows everybody, that kind of thing.
Okay. And yeah. what brought you to Sacramento? Like what made you start coming to mics?
So I have a friend, in the scene, Jordan Kirchner, who,
okay.
He's a stand up comic and he's from my area. I've known him since we were like 11 years old.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. We did like plays together in middle school and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he, I didn't ask you if I could cuss.
No, you can say whatever the fuck okay. you want. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause like a sailor. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so he, actually like 4 years ago I was like, hey, you do stand up now, I want to come see a show, and we just never like I just never got the info and I never made plans with them.
Uh-huh.
And so here we are like 4 years later, and like 6 months ago I was like, hey, I still want to see a show of yours, like I love comedy, you know. And he invited me out to Rooster Tea Feathers.
Okay. Yep.
It was
in Pleasanton.
It was the competition.
Oh, that was like in March, April.
Yep. Yeah. It was in March. It was March 12th. I actually remember the day.
All right.
And that was the first show that I went to in the scene. And then,
did you take a camera with you then?
I took one photo.
Just like on a cell phone?
Or? Yeah, just one of like Jordan on stage with a couple of the other comics like at the end. It's really crappy. I should post it and be like, this was my start.
Yeah, you should.
But yeah, so that happened. And then I just slowly started going to like shows, mics, all kinds of stuff, and meeting everybody. And like the first group of people I met were like my 209 people. So okay. like I met
shout out to the 209.
Yeah, shout out. I'm gonna give Gabriel Alexander a shout out because that's probably like my best friend in comedy.
Okay.
But I met him really early on. Nick Michelson. Mm-hmm. I went to like Molly McGee's house in the first like couple weeks of me being in the scene, so I met like everybody, like Shannon Battle, Mark Maple. Like I met them all within my first month.
Okay.
And
fun,
then
fun crowd.
Yeah. And then that's like, that's what got me in. Like I just started hanging out with them, you know, like I would go to the shows, the mics. And then of course there's always like hangouts afterwards. And
right.
I just got to know all these people and I just like never stopped going.
And then when did you start taking pictures? Like how soon was it? Like, so did you, you said you took pictures for a while without sharing them?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I probably still have some that I didn't deem like good enough to put on the page. But so my first show in the scene that I went to was in March. I think I started posting pictures on Candid Comedians in May. Like I made Candid Comedians in May.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Some of the first shots I posted were at the Alameda Comedy Club.
Okay.
They were Candids because they have that whole outdoor area that's like downstairs, and like so many comics in the scene were there because it was a competition.
Uh-huh.
So I took some candids that day, and I think that's kind of what got the ball rolling with Candid Comedians.
So have you run into any pushback of like, oh, I didn't know you were like, I didn't look good. I was there with a girl or like some stuff like that?
Yes. Oh, I've had so much. How much do you want me to tell you?
No, I mean, just some fun ones. You don't,
yeah,
you don't
have to out anybody. So I've had like people be like, it's weird to say this, but girls will be like, well, I don't like that picture. Don't post that one. You know what I mean?
No, I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
There's definitely that. And then there's been people that have been like, come up to me like after a night at Henry's and been like, hey, if you got any pictures of me smoking cigarettes, don't post those.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know if it's like they're hiding it from their girl or whatever it is, but yeah. So I'll just be like, all right, if I see any in editing, you know, I won't post them or whatever.
That is like above and beyond, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes there's some weird shit people will say to me. And then, so the problem that I ran into more recently is that I can't remember when it was. I don't know the date, but it was probably about a month or two ago. I posted a video of me, like mm-hmm. my face, and I was introducing myself. And it was like Dakota Fry commented on that video and just put it in the best way. He said, "This feels like Batman's taking off the mask."
Oh, that's interesting.
So I had a bunch of people come up to me and be like, yo, like people keep coming up to me thinking I'm you.
Oh, yeah. Were people like trying to figure out like who you were?
People in the scene were at shows like being like, who is this? Who's Candid Comedians? Who's taking these pictures?
Uh-huh.
And then there were other people who like knew me, like literally were my friend in the scene, but didn't know I was the one taking pictures. And then there were people who thought, you know, it was two separate people, like whatever. So I dropped this video. Another shout out to Julian LaCrosse. The reason I posted that video is because Julian LaCrosse posted my Venmo.
Okay.
And he's the one who got me like basically getting paid.
Yeah, because like that was that. Okay, so at that point, what are you shooting with?
Like, so I started off on my iPhone.
Okay, so you're shooting with your iPhone, and then I did see something like. People were like, like help you out.
Yeah, I was fundraising for a camera, but it wasn't really planned. So like Julian just messaged me one day. So at this point, I think I had been taking photos and posting them on Candid Comedians for at least a month, if not maybe two or three. And I had started to be kind of a regular at Henry's. And Julian just one day asked me for my Venmo on Instagram. And I gave it to him and he just posted it on Facebook and Instagram and was like, yo, this girl's been out here and, you know, driving an hour out, taking pictures. She doesn't ask for anything in return, like donate something if you can, basically. And it was kind of to all the comics that have been posted on the page because it's like promo kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, you don't have a lot of followers, but, you know, whatever. So he posted it and like, I thought maybe, I don't know, maybe I get like 10, 20 bucks, something like that. And I got like. I don't want to drop a number, but like, I got a lot of money, dude.
And
like,
were you able to buy a camera?
So
what are you shooting with now?
So I have a Canon Rebel T7.
That's not a cheap camera.
And Comedians paid for half of my camera.
That is sick.
Yeah. Like, maybe I want to cry.
No, that is amazing.
Yeah. So like that shit, like moved me really, really hard. And you know, I got really into this and I love it. And I was already grinding when I was just shooting with an iPhone. And so I was like, you know, if people are giving me their money, like I'm going to make it worth their while. So I was like, let me get a new camera. Like my cameras, I have a Canon and I have a Nikon, but they're like 10 years old. Like they wouldn't cut it today. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me fundraise for a camera. And then obviously like getting that big a chunk of money from a whole bunch of people. It wasn't even that like people were sending me like hundreds of dollars. It was the amount of comedians that sent me a little bit.
Like
added
five
up
bucks,
to a bunch.
10 bucks.
Exactly. Because
these comics, we don't have money.
Yeah.
Like we're,
No.
Like, you know, like we're not. Yeah.
Trust me, I could talk about this forever, but I wanted to start in management. And then I realized like, there's no way I'm making money off of being a manager. You know, and especially not in the scene that I want to be in. Like, I'm not interested in the big, you know, the Matt Rifes. Like, I love this.
Yeah.
So, you know, as much as I love, like, the behind the scenes and the management, like, the scheduling and stuff, I prefer the photography thing now. Like, but, yeah, so Julian posted me, and I got the money, and I was like, all right, it's time for me to kind of reveal who I am, I guess, and, like, really kind of work on this and, like, try to make it my job, basically. So I dropped that video and like, I'm not going to say it went viral, but I would say in the scene, it kind of went viral. And
Okay. That's
how all of a sudden, like Candid Comedians became what it is. And like, people know who I am now.
Yeah. I think I did that to you, right? I was like, are you Candid Comedians? Yeah.
Yeah. So
because you walked in with the camera case.
Yes. People call me Candid now. Some people still don't know my name.
Well,
because it's
at the
like,
start of the podcast, let's be real. At the start of the podcast, I had to ask you what your name was.
Yes.
I was like, it was on the tip of my tongue.
And for anybody listening, you can call me Candid. You can call me CC. That's fine.
CC.
I love nicknames, so that's fine. But yes, my name is Amber. I put that in my bio.
So you already had some editing experience.
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, Because, like, what I thought was interesting is, like, when I saw that they were, like, crowdsourcing to get you a camera.
Yeah.
Like, your transition from iPhone photography to, like, the point and shoot.
Yeah.
Seemed seamless. There was a little There was a little bit
of
a,
okay, I appreciate that.
There was a little bit of like, oh, these look like her first batch of the good camera.
Some a little darker, some a little more blurry.
What are you editing with?
So I use Lightroom.
Okay.
And then I also use the iPhone editor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one that comes built into the iPhone. I have the iPhone 14 Pro Max. I just started using an iPhone in June. I got it for my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I just got the 15 Max.
Nice.
It's nice.
Yeah. So I did, that's why I don't really have a ton of pictures from like the beginning too, because they were on my Android and I feel like it was crappy.
Oh, you were Android?
I was an Android user until June.
What? Yeah. So that's when everything changed for you?
Yes. Literally sponsored by iPhone.
That's when everything changed.
Yeah,
look at that.
Like,
you ditched the iPhone. I mean, you ditched the Android.
You know what's
and then
funny
just
too is
tell me.
When I was a teenager, I used to take my friends' iPhones to take pictures. Like when we were hanging out. Like literally what I'm doing now. Like I would take candids and like high school hangouts. But I would always use my friends' iPhones because they took better pictures.
That and you know what? Like when
and here I am.
And like when we're hanging out and like I want to take a picture. And like hand my phone to somebody to like take our picture. I'm like, wait, do you have iPhone?
Because
I hate when you hand an iPhone to somebody who doesn't know how to use an iPhone. Yeah. They're like, I'm like, oh my god, give me
and
that.
So and then like getting my camera, I did a bunch of research and I was like, if I'm gonna spend money on a camera, it has to be better than an iPhone because the iPhone camera is unbelievable.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's like I don't even know how to use all of its functions.
Yeah, so that was like the first thing I did was I got the iPhone and I was like, all right, I'm gonna learn how to take iPhone photos like a professional.
Right.
And I literally, like, in all of my downtime, I watched YouTube videos, tutorials. I changed all
Holy
my settings.
Shit.
I practiced on other things. Like, that's why the candids are good. Like, not to toot my own horn, but,
no,
like,
they're good.
They're better than a regular iPhone photo because I literally, like, studied how to take a good photo on an iPhone.
And you're still studying, obviously,
And now I'm studying the Canon and just photography in general and the editing and all that. Like, in all of my downtime, that's what I'm doing.
What do you do when you're not shooting photography? Like, do you still have a day gig? Or?
Yeah. So I work like super part-time. I work like maybe 16 hours a week at Barnes & Noble.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. What's going on at Barnes & Noble these days? They got everything. They got
vinyl, they got
books.
Yeah, they're popping, dude. They're like the last living bookstore.
Wow.
You know, that's not like a you know, independently owned.
Do people still hang out? Like, I used to go to Barnes & Noble and spend hours. I would wander around.
They got rid of those dope comfy chairs that used to be like all around the bookstore.
You know what? Let me tell you a little bit about the dope comfy the dope comfy chairs were dope and comfy, but then sometimes I would sit in a chair for like 2 hours and I'd think, how many people have sat in this fucking chair? Like,
yeah, there might have been a little grimy.
kind of musky.
Yeah. So every Barnes & Noble has a cafe, you know, it's like Starbucks, but it's not, but it is.
Yeah, because you can't use a Starbucks gift card there.
Yeah,
I know. That's the only
You really are versed on your Barnes & Noble.
Oh, dude. I know my stuff.
But yeah, so I read and I collect books too, so.
What kind of books are you collecting?
It's weird. I've done a million things, like, career-wise. So, I used to be a preschool teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I collect children's books. I have a ton of them. And then I also just collect, like, anything I like to read. So, like, novels, you know.
So, like, are there... Because, like, I collect vinyl, like, records, right? So, like, with me, there's, like, certain records that I'm chasing.
Yeah.
Is there certain books that you're
after? Oh, yeah.
Are you a first edition?
Oh, yeah. I would love to. Like, I don't have a ton. I have a bunch of books from my my Nana and Papa that are, like, probably worth some money.
What's your most coveted book? Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'll show it to you, but don't touch it.
I have, like, an old-ass copy of, what is it, Gone with the Wind,
I think? Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. So I haven't done, like, my research. I know I'm a horrible book collector, but...
Is it, like, a hardback? A hardback?
Yeah, it's a hardcover, but it's one of those super old ones. So the hardcovers used to be, like, you know, they had, like, they were, like, sewn.
Oh,
you know what
wow.
I mean? Yeah. So I know that I have some old stuff. And then I have some really dope. So my favorite thing that I collect book-wise is little golden books. They're like kids' books.
Uh-huh.
And they have like the little golden spine on them. I used to go out to Arizona. My ex's family lived out there. And they have like crazy thrift stores in Arizona, which
really?
I didn't know. Yeah, the Goodwills are huge. And then like there's like antique stores and shit. I got a bunch of Little Golden Books from there that are date back to like the 30s, like the 20s. Like,
wow.
Yeah, they're super old.
So. Is there anything you're chasing right? Like, so that's like you book-wise? Go into a bookstore. What are you looking like? You go into a thrift store. What section are you perusing first?
It's usually the children's books. It's like weird. I don't know. I don't know what got me into that. I have a tattoo right here of Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. Shut up.
Do you really? Can we see it?
Yeah.
Can we see it? Can we see it? Can we get a picture? Well, it's too late. You did it. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. You are a nerd.
Yes. So I think it's just because it was a big part of my childhood. My mom like made me love reading. And so, yeah. I'll usually at the antique stores, I'll look for Little Golden Books or like anything old that's like kids' books, you know, because uh-huh. I'm like almost 30 now. So even the books that I read growing up are 30 years old now, you uh-huh. know, so. Do you I'm like calling myself old.
Do you have children?
No, I don't. So, okay. Not yet.
I was like, "What are the like? Are you hopefully reading someday. These? Are you reading these series? So you're not reading? So yeah.
Yeah, I told. So during the, I've always wanted to be a mom, but during the pandemic, I kind of changed my mind a little bit. So I'm not sure if I'll have kids. But my brother and his wife are trying currently. So I was like, if I don't end up having kids, your kids can rent from their aunt's library.
Here's my advice: don't have any kids.
Look
at all this freedom you have right now.
I know. How far are we in right now? Like, how much time do we have?
We're at 21 minutes. Why? Okay, perfect. Do you have to go?
No. Because I was like, how much can I talk? I tend to ramble on. Cut me off whenever you feel like it.
No. You're fine.
But
you're
like, fine. I hear you talk about mental health a lot on the podcast.
Yeah. You want to go there?
I love that. We can totally go there.
All right. Let's both take a sip.
Let me sip.
Yeah, we got to sip. It's going to get
let
deep,
let me prepare
folks.
For this. So, So I was that little girl with the typical like fairy tale. I want a fairy tale wedding. I want to get married in a castle. I want to get married. I want to have kids, all that until the pandemic hit. And the pandemic, like I've had mental health problems my whole life, but the pandemic really did a number on me like it did for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was so shell shocked because it was the first time in my life that I was like, I think I'm changing my mind about everything I wanted in life.
Was
you know?
It scary?
It was super scary.
Because were you more in an anxiety state?
Yes.
And not yeah. realizing that you were changing?
Yeah.
You were just like, I bet like you were resisting
yeah.
it?
Yeah, 1,000%. So I have panic disorder. I also have borderline personality disorder. But like my panic disorder is like the biggest thing in my life. It's the most prevalent. And when the pandemic hit, like I'm a meticulous planner. I also have OCD.
Are you Virgo?
No, I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
What are you?
Virgo.
Okay, nice. So Gabe's a Virgo too.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of Virgo comics I've
yeah,
noticed.
The funny ones.
Yeah, it's interesting. The funny ones.
Yeah, they're all great. Emma Haney, Rhoda Ramon,
yeah.
Virgos.
Yeah. There's a bunch of like really famous ones too, like big names. I looked it up because I was like, what's up with all these Virgo comics? But anyways,
so the pandemic,
So mental health. So my mental health went real bad. And then, fucking everything changed, you know, like the state of the world changed. There was like race wars, the fucking elections were all this crazy shit. And I was like, I don't know if I want to bring a fucking kid
exactly.
into this
yeah.
shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it sent me into a huge like anxiety thing because I, like I said, I'm a meticulous planner and my whole life, my plan was like, I've always jumped from career to career, like, you know, things like that, whatever. I've made it work with like whatever. I just always knew I wanted to be a mom. And then like things changed and I was like, oh my God, if I'm not going to be a mom, like what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it freaked me out a little bit, but yeah, I don't know how we got from there to here, but
do you think, because this is a question I've asked a lot of people when we start talking about mental health and they bring up the pandemic.
Yeah.
Did you come out of the pandemic with this sense of like, it's now or never, like I need
yes.
to do something?
Yeah. 1,000%. And I still, it's kind of dangerous, but I still to this day kind of live my life with a like, fuck it. Attitude like,
oh really,
who cares?
Uh-huh.
You know, like I got credit card debt like crazy.
Yeah.
You know
who
what
doesn't?
I mean
yeah.
because it's like yeah, it's that like now or never. It's like I do not want to work my hands to the bone for fucking basically minimum wage for a corporation who doesn't give a fuck about me and makes me want to die when I could be out here listening to people tell funny jokes and
real
take pictures
people.
For a living, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, I'm going to start doing what I want to do. And I just did. And it's like, yeah, I'm in financial ruin, but like, whatever. the world's ending, you know?
Yeah. Like, I just need another 30 years. That's right. Like, you know? Well, you maybe 50, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then as far as the mental health thing goes, that's what we were talking about was having kids was like, I started realizing like, I always wanted to be a young parent, not like super young, but like my parents had me when they were 18. I didn't want to be that young.
It was a different time.
Yeah. But I wanted kids at like 20, 22, 24. Uh-huh. And like, I'm almost 30 now. And I realized with my journey of mental health that I was like, I don't know if I could handle like a pregnancy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's another big part of it is like, I may end up like adopting kids eventually.
Okay.
Or being a foster parent or something like that.
Yeah.
That seems more my vibe now. But mm-hmm. like going through pregnancy, going through postpartum.
You don't want to go back to teaching?
No.
No.
It's not. I know that sounds super shitty to say but it's not enough money.
Oh, yeah. It no, that needs to be money. Said.
Yeah.
That absolutely needs to be said. That needs to be.
I was in charge of 12 3-year-olds by myself all day. Mm-hmm. And I made like $16 an hour.
That is crazy.
I was in charge of keeping 12 3-year-olds alive all day, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And I got paid like basically minimum wage.
Yeah. So how long did you last doing that?
Too hard. A little less than a year. Fair. And it was during pandemic times too. So it was like masks and testing and exposures. And we were out of work for weeks at a time because they would close the preschool because kids got COVID and shit. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And so you didn't go back to that after pandemic?
No. So after, it wasn't like 2020. It was like 2021.
Yeah.
22.
Okay. Yeah. But, like season 2 and 3.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. 2020 part 3.
Yeah.
But so I did the preschool teacher thing, for about a year ish, like 10 months, I think. And then I got a nanny job, which was really, really cool.
Okay.
Made a lot more money doing the nanny thing. But I was like a nanny slash house manager. So I would like take the kid to school. And then the other part of the day, I would like clean the lady's house and like help them with like kid stuff. And then I would pick the kid up, watch him and all that.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah. It's actually yesterday was that kid's birthday.
Sweet.
Yeah. I don't do it anymore, but I'm still close with them and I like visit with him and stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah. I've always loved kids. I will always love kids. I just don't think I want to birth one myself anymore. I don't think I can handle it.
yeah. I don't know. They seem like a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But they are pretty
cool.
You
have kids?
No.
Oh.
How dare all you?
Right. Don't bring that blasphemy to this.
No, podcast. I have a dog. That's it. Nice. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. What do you enjoy more, taking the pictures or editing them?
Taking the pictures.
Is editing frustrating?
It can be. Yeah. The camera is a whole new learning curve.
I bet. That's why I never really went into photography because I love taking pictures. I love looking at pictures. But then the editing, like, I think that the hardest thing for like music editors and any kind of like is to just be like, leave it alone. It's
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Dude, 1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. There are times that I will like be editing. And I upload all my shit to my phone, obviously, because I have the page.
How many pictures do you take on an average night? I'm sorry to cut you off.
Hundreds.
How many pictures do you take on an average night? How many pictures did you take at the sesh?
That I can't tell you because I don't know off the top of my head, but I can tell you the last three shows. So the show that I shot, was it last night? Was the Union? What fucking day of the week?
The Union was last night.
Yeah.
No, yeah, today's Friday.
So last night at the Union, without any deletions yet, you know, like I'll try to delete as I go if I get a blurry one, whatever, but I haven't like gone through them at all. 532 photos.
Jesus Christ.
I took at the Union.
So.
And then, but so it like depends on the show too. It depends on how many comics. It depends on how long it is. It depends on if I've shot them before. Cause sometimes all, this is crazy.
Hey, I'm tired of that guy.
I will shoot and work at the same time. So I'll have my camera around my neck. Like, for instance, at Henry's. I'm a regular at Henry's. I shoot at Henry's every Monday night. And it's a mic. I will go to Henry's. I will log into Henry's Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Before the mic starts, I will get out my camera and transfer my photos from my camera to my phone. Then I'll put my camera around my neck. My photos from the previous, I don't know, 3 or 4 shows will be on my phone. And I'll start sifting through the photos and editing, deleting, all that, setting up my posts on my phone in between shooting comics at the open mic.
Is it so What are you
it's storing, a lot.
What are you storing on? How many terabytes do you have already?
So I have a Dropbox with 2 terabytes right now. And then on my computer, I have 2 external hard drives, which are each 2 terabytes. They're not full, obviously, but this is just what I have.
Yeah, you cannot, like, how quickly did you know I cannot store all of this on my computer? Oh, or you already so knew fast. That going into
oh,
it?
Oh, I knew it. Yeah, so the SD card that I got with this camera is like 228 some odd gigabytes. It holds like 2,000 pictures at a time, I think, something like that.
That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's a week maybe, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. For me, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so at this point, like, I'm out here grinding so fucking hard. I'm out here all the time. I did 8 shows in 5 days last week. And then the week previous to that, I did 2 different nights where I did 3 shows in a night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And those nights are so fucking fun, though.
Aren't they?
They're so fun. Like the 3 mic nights. That's what I call them. 3 mic nights.
So you're like not even like a show is funner than an open mic. They're both just as fun for you.
They're both great. Yeah. 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 I love the behind the scenes of comedy, and I love being an audience member.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, like, taking the photos. Like, a lot of people have said to me, like, sometimes I love when you're in the audience because I know at least one person is listening. And I'm like, sometimes I'm forced to listen to you guys.
Yeah. Does it get rough hearing the same material over
yeah.
and over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told my like comic friends, I was like, I have about at least seven of your guys' sets memorized.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, who is it? Oh, okay. It's Logan Farr. Every time Logan gets off stage, I will turn to whoever the comic is sitting next to me, and I will mouth the thing that he usually says when he gets off stage, which is he typically ends his set with, I don't think the guy who invented the clap-on light fucked that hard. And then people will laugh. He'll give a pause. And then he'll say, ladies, if you did not get that joke, please hit me up after the show. And I'll turn to the person sitting next to me and I'll say, please hit me up after the show at the exact same time that Logan says.
Oh, you even have his timing down.
Yes, like literally. And it's like that with like probably 7 of these other comics. It's great. I love it though. Like, I don't know. I'm really into it.
Yeah. So how late will you be up tonight editing? Will you shoot after this?
No, I'm not going to shoot anymore tonight, probably. I don't know if Vince's will still be happening. I might take like some candids outside while I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
But I'm basically done shooting for the night. What was it called? How late will I stay up?
Do you edit every night or do you wait until the next morning?
So it used to be when I was shooting on the iPhone and I wasn't coming out like, you know, practically on a daily basis, I was getting the pictures out maybe that night or the next day.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I loved that. I want to get back to that. But right now I'm currently a week behind. And it's just because I'm shooting so much.
Yeah.
You know, like I just told you, I took 500 photos at one show. Imagine a week's worth of photos.
Is your inbox blowing up?
Yes. Not to toot my own horn, but yes.
Yes.
I'm so just fucking thrilled with the way that things are going. Currently sitting here, I'm 4 followers away from 1,000, which is so
nice.
Little in comparison to other people, but like, I'm very excited about that. I'm about to start doing headshots and photo shoots, which is going to be really cool.
You think you'll make your way to video?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. So one of the first things I got started with in the scene, shout out Dakota Fry, he invited me to come take photos at his shooting of a skit. It was here, actually.
Oh, yeah, I remember when he was doing that. Yeah, yeah.
And I came, and I was basically just going to be taking, like, candid photos, like, behind the scene, like, shots of his skit thing, right?
Right.
So they were shooting all day long. I think, I want to say it was, like, 4 p.m. to, like, 10 p.m. They shot, like, all day. And one of the other camera guys had to leave at 6 o'clock. And he had a Canon Rebel T7 that he was shooting on. And they like turned to me because everything was kind of going awry. You know how it is with comics. Like people were bailing out. We had to replace actors.
I wanted to come just to watch the chaos.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so fucking fun. I love that group of guys too. Like Toby and fucking Stevie C and Subas. I call Subas Hollywood now because you guys are going to die when you see these skits. But so anyways, they turned to me because this guy had to leave 2 hours into the set, you know? And they were like, you know how to work a camera, Amber? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, you want to shoot the rest of this? And I was like, yeah. So I ended up shooting with them all day on that guy's camera. I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry. Buddha. I think it was Brent Buddha.
Oh, Brent Buddha. That name sounds familiar.
Yeah. It was his camera, and it was a Canon Rebel T7, and I shot all day with them, and it was awesome. I loved it. I used to love, like, videography. I used to, like, vlog on YouTube and shit.
Yeah.
I had a little dumbass podcast with my brother that we did in the backyard. What was the podcast about? I don't even think we had a name for it, and we just literally sat in our backyard and just shot the shit. Like, we just, we would, like, look up questions on our phones and, like, just ask each other back and forth and just rant about shit. Like,
does your brother still do stuff?
No, he was always, I was dragging him into shit. Okay, I was always dragging him into, like, videos and shit like that.
But, older brother, younger brother?
Older brother. We're 18 months apart, so we're Irish twins.
Okay.
And he's, like, my best friend. He's my only sibling.
Is it just you two?
Okay. Yeah, it's just us two. Yeah.
That's not very Irish.
True.
There's only two of you. Are you Irish? What are you?
I am Irish. What the heck are you? I'm Irish and, like, mostly, like, I don't know, European, like most white people are.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah.
But so yeah, Dakota invited me to that shoot, and then they're gonna get me involved in the next one too. So videography is on the table. I've been trying to take it slow, like with putting more things on my plate, basically.
Yeah, I was about to say that's where I was gonna go next. Yeah. When do you take a break? What do you do to relax?
Fucking don't, dude. It's bad. I wanted to bring this up on the podcast because I know that any comedians listening to this will understand that I'm, like, addicted to this shit. Like, I'm obsessed. I can't stop. I've told people this, like, in conversation. Like, I'll tell myself, okay.
You're addicted to the click of the camera?
Yeah. What are you addicted to? I'm addicted to comedy. Because
there's a whole thing with... Okay, so you need to be careful right now because there's a whole thing because you're probably addicted. Like, there's so much that, like, just the click of the camera. Yeah. And then getting home and looking at the pictures. And then deciding what pictures to put up. Then putting the pictures up. Yeah. Then you're going to get the rush of the likes, the ads, the shares.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, this takes up, like, my whole life. I love it.
What are you doing to take a break?
Not much. So I was telling my friend, so what is it? It's September 29th. I have taken 4 days off this month from comedy. 4 days in 29 days that I did not go, like, that I didn't go to a show.
Okay.
And then, so I think it was this past Saturday, I stayed home. I took the day off work and I, like, slept all day long.
Nice.
On and off all day long. You know, I woke up, like, got some junk food, ate, watched some reality TV, went back to sleep. Vanderpump Rules.
Nice.
It's the dumbest show. Please don't judge me. I'm also, I just started watching Game Changer. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
It's pretty great. It's like, I don't know if they're comedians, but it's on, like, the Comedy Central, like, app or whatever. It's called Dropout. It's great. Game Changers is funny. It's like a game show with basically, like, comedians. It's great.
I'm noticing your Camp Crystal Lake shirt.
Thank you.
Are you
spooky season.
Are you a horror fan or just because it's spooky season?
No. I'm a huge horror fan. I would wear this any day of the year. I have the Bates Motel tattooed on my leg too.
Shut up. Yeah. What else do you have? Okay, so you got the Joel Silverstein.
Yeah. So, okay, you want a rundown of, like, all my favorite shit?
Sure. And what can you show us? Because you are wearing something long sleeve.
I know. Okay, here, let me roll up my sleeve.
Here, I'll hold this for you. Okay.
Like, barely. Oh, yeah, I got the Halloween tattoo too.
Holy shit. Yeah. Look at all this stuff. Yeah. This is a whole book right here.
Yeah. I am a walking canvas. So I got California. You know, I don't think I'll ever leave Cali. I got the Halloween. I got an astronaut. I love space. I love the sky.
I fucking love the Joel Silverstein thing going on. Yeah. That is fucking, that's so
and
dope.
And then I have, so it goes like this. And then I have a line from my favorite poem in the book.
Who? Okay.
Yeah.
What, do you want to read that line to us?
Yeah, it says, "And all the colors I am inside have not been invented yet." It's deep, bro. This one, too. So this tattoo I just got, I can't show you. It's too far up. I'll show you after the podcast. But it's two faces. And it says, "I still have so many parts of me to meet." Both of those are kind of a tribute to, like, the fact that I have borderline personality disorder. Because one of the big traits of BPD is, like lack of, like, sense of identity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you, like, you have a lot of trouble, like, figuring out who you are. And, like, a lot of us in our, like, adolescence will, like, change their hair a lot. And, like, I used to, like, cut my hair and dye my hair. It's been every color of the rainbow. A lot of us get tattoos. A lot of us, like, change our appearance a lot. Uh-huh. Things like that. And it stems from, and we change our careers often.
Yeah.
And it stems from just, like, not really knowing who you are.
You're still super young. Do you think you're, like with photography and capturing these images, do you think, and the whole how much you love the comedy scene, do you think you're kind of finding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't thank everyone in the scene enough because, and I've said this a million times, but I'll say it again, like, I truly feel at home here. Like, my goal now is to move to Sacramento. Like, I want this to be my job. I am trying really hard to make that happen in any way that I can, because I don't, it makes me sad ever thinking about leaving this shit. Like, I'm super close with some of these comics. Like, I would fucking take a bullet for some of these people.
Have you done stand up?
No. And I will not.
It's not even on the back of your mind.
And I will not do it.
That's fine. That's fine.
A million people have asked me that too. It was funny. I think it was Dakota at one of the workshops was like, "So, Amber, are you just doing this for the bit and eventually you're going to get on stage?"
Get on stage and roast everyone.
Imagine I spent like a year in the comedy scene and I've just been writing jokes this whole time and one day I just get up and fucking murder. Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? No. Like I said, I have panic disorder. Getting on stage in front of tons of people, way too anxiety inducing.
It used to terrify me and now I'm like, shut up and listen to me.
I was listening to your one with Audacious, your podcast with Audacious, and she was talking about how scared she was. Her heart rate used to go up and shit, and I was like, it was funny, I've been on stage twice, not performing stand-up, but just like talking into a mic. Cause like I made a speech at Henry's the other night for like Lexi's going away thing.
Okay, that's what I saw. And I was like, she doing a bit? Yeah.
No. Two people messaged me and were like, "Did you fucking do jokes?" And I missed it. And I was like, No.
Yeah.
But like literally just getting up there saying a couple words, I'm up there like fucking shaking into the mic. Yeah, like it terrifies me. I don't know how you guys do this. It's crazy. I have the biggest.
We don't know anybody.
I have the biggest admiration for y'all too, and that was part of the shit. Like, you know how I felt in the beginning too, was like, I feel like people don't understand what goes on here. You know, like normies, like regular people, like you guys work your asses off. That's why I work my ass off doing what I'm doing, because you guys set the example for me. Like, there's people in the scene that work like 40 to 50 hours at regular jobs, come out here and do a 3-mic night after a full fucking day of work.
I work
to get, like,
on average I work 70 hours a week,
right?
Yeah.
And here you are at 11 o'clock at Vince's doing a podcast. You know what I mean?
And,
like,
and I drove 300 miles today. Like, I was looking forward to this.
That's what, and right. And we're enjoying it. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. We and want like, to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't, comics don't make enough money, you know, and it sucks ass. And that's why I wanted to be in talent management, because I wanted to figure out a way to fix that. But it's a pretty big problem for one person to try to tackle.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like, you guys are entertainment. Like, you should be getting paid for what you do. And I just admire the fuck out of the hustle and the grind. And I've said this but I've had this conversation with a lot of other comics that like Julian LaCrosse has posted this as well, that something fucking big is going on here. Something big is going on in Sacramento.
It's been. I think the pandemic kind of, I think it was that wave was rising right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic kind of like literally shut everything down.
Yeah.
But I think it's picked back up and the momentum is going.
Yeah.
And it's starting to pick back up again. Yeah. What do you think about all the amazing women on our scene?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Isn't it crazy?
I feel like I'm not even worthy of like including myself in the group of women, but like,
do they include you? They include you.
Oh, absolutely. You. I'm not saying they don't include me, but it's like, you know, they're female comics. I'm a photographer. I'm just a photographer. But I cannot tell you how happy I am to be, you know, comedy's a male dominated industry. So is photography.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like the proportions are probably different than comedy. There's probably more female photographers than there are female comics, but, you know, I'm not going to drop names, but you name the big people who are out here, house photographers at like, you know, the big places for comedy and shit, they're men.
Yeah.
So I love being a part of this. I love being a part of this. And I, like, I have not had an issue with a single woman in this scene. They have been so loving to me, so, like, just supportive, reposted my shit, you know, sent me messages. Like, and that, not only that, but, like, people have messaged me, like, yo, we love you, but, like, take a break. Make sure you're taking care of yourself.
That's good, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, the love is so fucking real out here. I don't feel like I have, like, beef with anybody. I don't know why I would have beef with anybody. But, like, I don't even see it amongst the comics, you know? Like, I'll hear, like, the draw. There's a little bit of high school out here, for sure.
Oh, for sure. For but that's going to be anything. Any yeah. scene, like, there's softball that. Leagues, bowling yeah, yeah. leagues. That, yeah. That's going to be. That's but just
like,
human nature.
But, like, actual, like, fighting or, like, I won't talk to you or whatever the fuck, like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
And it's because, like, everybody understands each other in the scene. We all get the hustle. We all get the grind. We all get being exhausted. We all get, like, all of it, and like everybody has each other's back so tough out here.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that.
You know, you have said a couple of times like how grateful you are and how thankful you are, but I think the scene is also very grateful to you and is very thankful to you.
Don't make
and,
me cry now,
and
Jesse.
Really, it's like what everything that you've said that the scene has given you, you are definitely giving that to the scene right now.
Thank you, dude. And I appreciate
and
that.
And I think you gotta keep doing it. And I love, look at that.
Yes, I used your picture. The flyer. I know, I love that. Did you see Scott Hoyle's?
I saw Scott Hoyle's.
Made that.
You made that.
Yeah. I took that picture and I made the flyer. I make flyers in case you want one.
I think Scott Hoyle's hilarious.
Bro, he's hilarious. I saw him for the first time at the open mic at Callback. And I was like, I want to adopt him. I literally thought he was like 17 years old.
I want to adopt him.
He's 23. But he was so funny. He reminded me, there was him and another young comic who was actually 16 years old. The other comic was. And I was like, I want to manage these baby comics, like the new guys,
yeah,
you know?
You probably could.
But he reminded me of like Mitch Hedberg-esque.
No, he absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
But a lot of young comics are Mitch Hedberg-esque. But Scotty does have this little Mitch Hedberg-esque.
Yeah.
But he's a little bit darker than Mitch.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Was.
Yeah. There was this other kid, the 16-year-old, that was a lot more like him, too. And it was... God, I don't know what it is about these young guys, but damn, are they good at timing, right? Like, they really have their timing right.
Uh-huh.
They're not worried about, like, rushing it, and so they hit their one-liner, their obscure ass, like, the crowd has to be like, what the fuck did he just say kind of thing? And they give enough space for the, you know, the crowd to be like, oh, shit, he just said that.
Yeah.
I love that. It's good.
That's a lot of fun.
Good shit.
Hey, listen, I wrap up every podcast with this little segment I call five easy
I'm
questions.
I'm so excited to hear these five easy questions.
I didn't send them to you ahead of time.
Oh, I'm yeah. Sorry. I'm like, what are the questions?
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Let me find Let's them real it. Quick because I've sent them to, oh my gosh, that's not enabled on this phone. I just got this phone. We're backstage at Vince's and like there's an open mic going on right now.
Somebody
and
is being
somebody
real
is
loud right
really
now.
Really loud.
It was Danny. It was Danny Thill.
Oh, it was Danny Thill.
My
yeah.
fellow photographer friend.
Yeah, you know, Danny Thill's a really interesting guy.
He's dope, dude. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I love everybody.
Yeah.
Did I miss any shout outs while we're looking for these questions?
I don't know. I'm gonna give you a chance to do that in just a second.
Right.
I hope that the five easy questions are here in this one. Yes, here they are. Okay, are you ready? These are five easy questions I ask every.
All right.
Every inner. Well, I'm well, person on the. I was gonna say comic. You're not a comic.
Not a comic. Am I your first non-comic guest?
On this iteration of the podcast, yeah. Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I feel honored.
But it is definitely a direction I want to go in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where cool. like I want to talk to just like creative types,
yeah.
and so that's why like I use this opportunity to take that
yeah.
turn.
Oh, I'm honored to be the first.
Yeah,
one.
Lexi cool. and I just did top five Amy Winehouse songs.
Yeah,
and that was so much fun.
That's cool.
If you get a chance, you should listen to that one.
Okay,
we got deep.
Yeah,
we got deep. Okay, who or what inspires you?
Who
or what? Whatever. Like, what just inspires you? Just like, oh,
off top. So this is because me and Danny Thill were just talking about him, actually. But Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. Director of Mallrats, Clerks, all that. He's like my hero. I love that man.
Do you have a favorite Kevin Smith movie?
Mallrats.
I was going to say Mallrats. Yeah. Mallrats is my... Yeah. You're throwing a little bit of the who was the girl in Mallrats, the researcher?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. What was her name?
You're throwing a little bit of her vibe.
Horrible. Yes.
But, yeah.
That is me. I'm out here researching these comics.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, Kevin Smith, I was just telling Danny at the sesh before this that... He has a stand-up, like, kind of Q&A thing that he did called Too Fat for 40. And at the end of that, he gives this, like, amazing speech about just kind of, like, going for your dreams, like, doing what you want to do with life. And that shit inspires the fuck out of me. Like, I love that man.
Yeah.
I got to meet him last year.
Yeah, life, a lot of people got changing. To. Like, you went to the meet and greet or whatever?
Yeah, I went to the like Clerks 3. Yeah.
Awesome. So that was all right, dope. Great.
Also, my mom. Shout out my mom. I love my mom.
Oh, moms are awesome. Where did it go?
Scott Hoyle's in there.
Is that Scott Hoyle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What are you currently binging?
So I just started binging Game Changer, which is that it's like this comedy, like a game show thing. It's great. And
what's it on?
It's on, it's called Dropout. Like, that's the app.
I was going to say, don't say a weird one that no one has.
Yeah, it's a weird one that no one has. Well, so I
found
it. That sounds
like a weird free one.
I found it on, like, Instagram and TikTok. They put, like, clips up, and they're fucking hilarious. And I was like, what is this show? I need to find it. So I literally paid for a new app to, like, watch it. But you can look up clips on YouTube. It's great.
Okay.
And then before that, it was Vanderpump Rules. I really like trash TV. So it's just this reality TV show.
Yeah. Why do we like trash TV so much?
I don't know. I think it's easy to zone out on. I got stuck watching
Jersey Shore last night.
Hell yeah.
Those guys, have you seen the new stuff? The new ones? They've all had so much work done to them.
The like reunion shit where they're hella old. It's great.
But they're still like going to the club.
But they're all like leathery because like they tan all the time. Oh my God. Yeah,
it's kind of gross. It's rare in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's what I'm binging right now.
Okay. What are you afraid of?
Like actual fear type stuff or like...
Whatever.
So my biggest fear in the entire world is hypodermic needles and injections.
Really?
Yeah. So I hate shots. I hate getting my blood taken. I also kind of like hate everything that has to do with like the hospital and like doctors and stuff.
Why do you think?
I have no idea. I really don't.
You should get hypnotized.
I think it's called trypanophobia, something like that. And it happens like differently, but I never had like any kind of like traumatic thing happen to me that like would cause it. So I don't know. Hmm. But that's like my biggest fear. Also, hate spiders. Fuck spiders. And heights and the dark.
So are you going to kill the spider or are you going to set it up?
No.
All right.
No.
Good for you. Yeah. I was trying to set you up.
No.
I was messed up.
I'm not a murderer. The thing is, I won't kill the spider because I won't get anywhere near it.
Okay. All right.
It's not because I'm a good person.
All right. If you were on death row, what would your last meal be?
Oh, shit. So my favorite food in the entire world is like potatoes in any form, but like French fries specifically. I have French fries tattooed on me also on my leg.
Is it McDonald's French fries?
Yes. Yeah. It's a it doesn't have the M, but it's a red container with like yellow fries just like McDonald's.
Is it like is it look more like the emoji of French fries?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's like exactly what it looks like.
You have an emoji so you have an emoji tattoo.
Basically, a French fries, yeah. Okay. But you know, I had an answer to this question. It's there's these like spinach raviolis from this restaurant called Checkers in like Calistoga area. It's where my grandparents live.
Uh-huh.
But they're closed. The fucking pandemic had that restaurant closed.
Have you had the food here at Vince's?
No. Dude, I actually haven't eaten here.
This
before.
Is an Italian restaurant.
I know.
Their food is bomb.
Really? Okay. Yes. I have to eat here eventually.
The meatballs are great.
But probably fries in some form. Honestly, maybe Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
I'm liberal and I don't support Chick-fil-A, but I love Chick-fil-A.
Okay. All right. I love Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I love Chick-fil-A sandwich. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. Yeah. It shouldn't be that good.
Last question. So What's next?
Was that five?
Yeah. Well, this is number five right here. What's next?
All right. Let's see. What do I got going on? So literally tomorrow, I'm shooting at Stab all day. There's three shows at Stab. I got hired by Paul Doyle to shoot the Squeaky Clean show, but I'll probably just post it there all day and shoot all three shows. And then like in the future, so I am attending the Savage Henry Comedy Festival.
Oh, when are you leaving for that?
I think I leave on October 4th, I want to say.
That's a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so I'm bringing Gabriel Alexander up there. I got an Airbnb with six other comics.
It's
going to be a great fucking time. Scott Hoyle's going up there. He's from there, so that's like his territory.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with Quentin Nolabois.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Brian O. Who else is in our Dakota Fry, his wife. Yeah, so it's going to be a fucking blast. I'm very excited. I'm going to have to make an announcement on Candid Comedians because I won't be around for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, but you'll be shooting up there.
Yeah.
Half so the community is going to be up there anyway.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. There's like 20 different Zach Stockton comics going up there. So I'm very excited. It's going to be a fantastic networking opportunity. I'm going to take tons of pictures. It's going to be awesome. And then... when I get back, just continue to do what I've been doing. And then I've got a lot of things on the table. I'm working on building a website, per the advice of Julian. Julian, I call him my comedy dad. He like really has guided me through a lot of shit. And he's also there for me a lot. We both talk about mental health stuff a lot. So shout out Julian LaCrosse. I love you, Dad. But yeah, so the festival, and then I want to continue to try to like get booked on shows to do photography. Hopefully going to be doing some videography stuff with Dakota and his crew. And then moving forward, I've already got people lined up for headshots and photo shoots. So I want to integrate that too as well.
Man, well, thank you for, I was going to say, thank you for coming out, but you met me. Thank you for meeting
me. Yeah, thank you for meeting me, dude.
This was a lot of fun.
I'm so fucking grateful for this opportunity. This is super cool. If anything, for some of the other comics to get to know me a little better too, because I feel like a lot of people don't know who I am still.
And you know what? It turns out you're pretty cool.
Thank you.
You are a great photographer and you're an asset to the scene.
Thank you.
You got a bunch of cool tattoos.
Thank you. And thank you to, you know, any of the comics listening. Thank you for all the donations. Thank you for all the support, reposting, all that. I fucking love it, dude. Thank you so much. And I'm not going anywhere.
So now it's not about donations. Now it's like, pay me for these pictures.
Yeah. No, legit. Yeah. You can legitimately hire me now. I consider myself an amateur photographer in the scene
I got photos from you the other day in a matter of minutes.
Yes.
And I charged you some cash. And I was like, this is the way it should be. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, in the back of my head, I was like, I gotta.
Yeah. Really sorry, guys, but no more freebies.
I knew I had to make a flyer because I was getting where I was confusing myself on dates.
Yeah.
And that's when I make those little flyers so I can look at it really quick. Yeah. And I knew I had to make one. I was like, oh, I gotta find a picture.
I was doing that for people like prior to do it. I was like scheduling people. Like I had calendars on my wall at home of like other people's shows.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Well, now I have it. I still have that, but now it's because I shoot the shows. So.
Nice.
But yeah, if anybody needs me to help them out with their schedule, I can do that too. I have a background in management, so. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
this was awesome.
All right. This was a lot of fun. All right.
I had a blast.
Let's go watch some of these comments.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.